We've seen this book many times, those of you who are regular members of the Cathedral Parish. It's a beautiful book. As you see, it's bound in brass and silver with the icon of Jesus on the front, and then on the back, the icon of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And we treat it with great reverence in the procession from here to the pulpit. It's accompanied by candles, which symbolize the dignity of this book. And we incense it. We show reverence to the altar, to the Holy Eucharist, to the people of the church by incensing them, and we incense this book. And the reason for all of that is that this is the word of the Lord. And I want to ask you, do you really believe that? Do you believe this is God's word? Then why don't you listen to it? Why don't you read it more often? Why don't you make it a bigger part of your lives? You know, I often jokingly say that our Protestant brothers and sisters complain that we don't take the Word of God as seriously as they do. And then I say, you know why they think that? And the answer I give is because it's true. You know, we don't take the Word of God as seriously as our Protestant brothers and sisters. And because of that, the church invites us frequently, but especially on this Sunday, the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time of this year, to reflect on the importance of the Word of God in our personal lives and in the life of the church. I like to think about two things, maybe three things. First of all, the Word, the power of God's Word, the soil that receives the Word of the Lord, which is the soil of our hearts, our human nature, our human lives, and then to talk about how we might change things so that we might receive the Word of God and respond to it more faithfully. The first reading is from the Old Testament, from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And God is speaking these words into the life of the Jews at a very sad and depressing moment in their lives. They've been taken away into the Babylonian captivity, and they're losing hope. They're losing trust in God. And into that moment of their lives, God says this: Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. It's in some ways God's cry of victory that his word, no matter what the circumstances of our lives, will in the end be victorious. Now, the image that is used here for the Word of God is the image of moisture, snow and water, rain. And we know what happens when good rains come to good ground and there's seed planted in the ground. It means that the ground gives life to the seed. You know, water gives life, and water and seed together give fruitfulness. And that's what God wants to do in our lives. He wants, through his word, to give us life and to give us fruitfulness, which means that we become productive Christians. That's what God's word does in the lives of those who take it seriously. Two things: gives us new life and makes us fruitful. Today's second reading is from the second letter, the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. There's only one of those, not a second one. And this word of God more or less describes the condition of human beings, the condition of our hearts. Listen to what St. Paul says. Creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves groan within ourselves as we await the adoption, the redemption of our bodies. Now, those of you who are mothers know what St. Paul's talking about, labor pains. Men don't understand that. But children come into the world, are given new life, through, in some sense, the pain of their mothers. You know, the women giving labor bring new life into the world. And St. Paul uses that image to describe Christian conversion. You know, if we're serious about the Word of God giving us life and fruitfulness, if we're serious about the Word of God changing us, it's going to require a struggle in our lives, not unlike the struggle of a mother giving birth to her child, which is pretty serious pain. And so the Word of God is not presented as something that is easy on us, but something that requires a whole lot from us. So we have the image of God's Word being life-giving and fruitful, in the image of the human heart struggling, you know, to receive, really, the gift of adoption, the gift of redemption, which we receive through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that brings us into today's gospel, because the first reading and second reading help us to understand the gospel parable that Jesus tells. So listen to what Jesus says. A sower went out to sow. Do you know what a sower is? You know, those of us who are from farm country, where I'm from, can understand this parable rather well. But perhaps those of us from cities don't even know what a sower is. A sower was a farmer in olden times who planted grain. And the way they did that was just kind of throw the grain on the ground, hoping it would land in good soil, and then with the rain coming, it would sprout up and the crop would grow. You know, today we have machines that do that. But in those days, the picture here is a farmer with his hand throwing seed on the ground. So a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path. Now, they didn't have sidewalks like we have today, but the paths that went from one town to another were paths that were used for centuries. And you might understand that when something is walked on for centuries, it becomes very hard, really impenetrable, much like concrete. So some of the seed that the sower, the farmer, threw on the ground fell on the path. And Jesus says, the birds came and ate it up. It didn't even begin to grow. The last part of this reading is Jesus giving an explanation of the parable to his disciples. And he says that the birds in the story that he was telling represent the devil, who wants to snatch the Word of God out of the lives of those to whom God wishes to give it. And so Jesus is telling us that the devil is always waiting in our own personal lives to keep the Word of God from taking root. And so all of us ought to be careful and aware of the fact that the devil can do that in our lives. You know, the devil is not an imaginary force that primitive people think and about and believe. Those of us who are Christians believe that there is a power of evil in the world that wants to snatch the Word of God from our lives. Jesus has gone to tell this story. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. Now, I've been to Israel a couple of times, and one of the things that's really astonishing about the Holy Land is how rocky it is. There's very little good ground. Seems like there's piles of stones everywhere. that the farmers have dug up while they're trying to plant crops. And so when Jesus says some of the grain fell on rocky ground, that was probably the majority of the grain. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched and it withered for lack of roots. In the explanation Jesus gives, he says, now some of us are like that. You know, the Word of God falls into our lives, but we receive the Word of God very shallowly. And when difficulties come, you know, like the parchedness that comes with a hot sun, our faith withers away and dies. When I was in the seminary, we referred to this aspect of Christian life as fervor fits. You know, people have fits of fervor, of enthusiasm. But when things got difficult, the fervor went away very quickly. And sometimes the Word of God is like that in our personal lives. Jesus goes on to say, some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. And in Jesus' explanation, the thorns are the distractions of life, the temptations to place other things in greater significance than God's Word in our lives. You know, I think that that's a common temptation for all of us. What are those temptations? They're different for each one of us. For some of it's money. For some of us, it's distractions. For some of us, it's clothes, drugs, alcohol, sex. You know, there's all kinds of things that can compete in our hearts, in our lives, for the place that really belongs to the Word of God. And those things can choke off our response to the Word of God. And then, Jesus says, some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves is, what kind of soil is our heart? And I think the temptation is to put ourselves in one of those categories rather than seeing that our lives, in some sense, all of us here, are like each one of those circumstances at some time. You know, one day we may be as hard, our hearts may be as hard as that soil that's pressed down for centuries of walking on it. You know, sometimes we are distracted by temptations and the Word of God is choked out of our lives because of all those other things that we let take the place of the Word of God. Sometimes, you know, we're like the grain that falls on shallow, rocky soil. You know, we respond enthusiastically to the Word of God, and then life goes on, and we get other things interest us, and we go a different way. And one of the things that I'm always astonished at are the statistics that come out every year about the number of people who get baptized or become Christians at Easter and how many of them are practicing the faith a year from the time they were baptized. And it's astonishing how many are no longer going to church after just a year. I think it's easy for us to understand that because we're like that sometimes too, aren't we? All of us here. And then sometimes the Word of God comes to us, and because of God's grace, we open our hearts, we open our lives, and the Word of God begins to take root and begins to bear fruit. Sometimes 40, sometimes 60, sometimes 100-fold. And so what the Lord wants us to do in response to His Word today is to ask the Lord to make us fertile and good ground all the time. You know, sometimes when you pass by a Protestant church, there's a sign outside giving the theme for the homily or the sermon of the day. I guess we have that in a few of our Catholic churches too, but I've seen it more often in outside a Protestant church. And I think if we were to kind of summarize the message of today's scriptures on a sign outside the cathedral, the sign would say, God is a terrible farmer, but a good father. He's a terrible farmer because he casts that seed all the time, trying to make it grow even when our hearts are hard and we are impenetrable. But God never gives up trying. God is constantly knocking at the door of our heart, asking for us to receive the Word of God and to take it seriously. And that's what he's doing at this moment in our lives today. Do we believe that this truly is the Word of the Lord? Do we have a Bible at home? Do we read it? Do we listen when the Word of God is proclaimed from the pulpit? And do we try to open our hearts to receive it so they can take root and grow? Really, the goal that God has for each one of us is not only that we listen to the Word of God, but that we become the Word of God for others. That having been converted by God's Word, we become the living Word of God by our good example in the lives of our families and our friends. And we ask the Lord to do that to us. Give us His grace so we might be changed and bear fruit 50, 70, and 100-fold. May God bring to completion the good work He begins in us today.